Well, first let me say it's my personal list of the top 10 mysteries in the universe. It's not anybody's agreed upon list. It's just things that I particularly find interesting. So I'll just list them off briefly for you and tell you briefly why I thought they were interesting questions. So I do a countdown. We have a show in the United States that's quite popular called the David Letterman Show, and he does top 10 countdowns, and I got the idea from him to do this. And so my mystery number 10 is there life elsewhere in our solar system? Because if we were to find life anywhere else, it would tremendously revolutionize our understanding of biology in particular, because it's hard to know what biological possibilities are when everything that we study is all of one single type of biology, the biology of life on Earth. We can be pretty sure today that there is no civilization anywhere else in our solar system, but it could be that there's other places such as Mars or Jupiter's moon Europa, where there might be microbes or possibly even some bigger organisms. So trying to find out if that's the case is on my list, because if we discover life and if we can start to learn about it, it will really help us understand biology better in general. My mystery number 9 was about something called the solar neutrino problem. Where are all the sun's neutrinos? Because the theory has long predicted a certain number of neutrinos. These are tiny subatomic particles. A certain number of these should be coming from the sun, and the observations were finding fewer than the theory predicted. And so the question was, what's wrong? And very recently, I think this mystery may have already been solved, because a new experiment has shown that the neutrinos are in fact there, but our previous experiments were not capable of detecting them. And this gives us confidence that our understanding of stars is correct, which is important to our general understanding of astronomy. Mystery number 8 is, what does the universe look like? And sometimes people are surprised that we can't simply answer that, but the universe is a very big place, and to know what it looks like is hard, because we're stuck in a small piece of it on the Earth in our galaxy, and we're trying to look out at many other galaxies and figure out how they're arranged. And that's not in principle that difficult, but it requires a lot of observations, a lot of telescope time, and we're just beginning to get our first real answers to what the universe looks like on the largest scales. Mystery number 7 is, how do galaxies evolve? We live in a great galaxy containing 100 billion or more stars. Our sun is just one of those stars, and the Earth is one planet going around that star. We have a pretty good understanding today of how stars are born, live, and die, and how that relates to our own existence on Earth, but we have a much less developed understanding of how galaxies proceed from birth to their current state. So we're hoping to learn much more about that in the next few years. Mystery number 6 is Earth-like, are Earth-like planets common? We've discovered, some of you may know, in the last few years, many planets around other stars. But so far, all the planets that we've discovered are much larger than the Earth. They're Jupiter size or Saturn size. We don't yet know whether planets the size of Earth, and therefore we assume planets that might be Earth-like and perhaps have life, are common elsewhere in our galaxy or in the universe. We're hoping in the next couple of decades to begin to learn that, and that of course will play into the question of whether there could be life around other stars. My mystery number 5 is the question, which will sound a little strange at first, of what are gamma ray bursts? And astronomically speaking, this is something a lot of people probably haven't heard about, but there are these bursts of a form of light called gamma rays. It's the highest energy form of light, contains even more energy than X-rays. And there's these bursts of gamma rays that we've been detecting over the last decade or so, happening apparently somewhere in the universe about once a day, and we've now learned that they come from quite far away, and based on how bright they are in gamma rays and how far away they are, we now know that they are essentially the most powerful explosions that ever occur anywhere in the universe, at least these days. And for the most part, we don't really have a good idea of what's causing them, so that makes it a pretty big mystery. We're starting to get a hint that they may be coming from a special type of exploding star, but we'd like to know for sure. My mystery number 4 might sound even more esoteric at first. It's, did the universe have a bout of inflation? And it turns out that in our modern idea of the universe, where the universe began with a big bang and has been expanding ever since, there's a few things that are very difficult to explain, but we can explain them all if we assume that very early in the history of the universe, it had a short fraction of a second during which it underwent an unusually rapid expansion, which we call inflation. So it suddenly inflated, like a balloon suddenly inflating. And I won't go into any details about that other than to say it's a very, very good idea that explains a lot of things, but experimentally, we do not yet have any solid evidence to tell us whether it's true. So we'd like to collect some evidence so that we'll know whether this good idea is actually something that qualifies as a scientific theory, in which case we mean that it's supported by measurable experimental evidence. Mystery number three is, what is the fate of the universe? And in some sense, since the universe is expanding, the possible fates are either that it will continue to expand forever, or that the expansion will someday stop and the universe collapse. But in fact, we've recently, in just the past five years, learned that there may be more to it than that, because to astronomers' great surprise, in the last 5 years, we found that the expansion of the universe, rather than slowing down, as we would expect to be the case, since gravity should be acting to slow the expansion, is instead actually speeding up. And so far, no one really has any good idea about what might be causing the acceleration of the universe, which means that the whole question of the future fate of the universe is also up in the air. My mystery number two is, what is the universe made of? Which is another very surprising one to most people, because you would think we just look out there and can just figure out what it's made of, and we figured out that the chemicals in the universe are almost entirely hydrogen and helium, but we've also discovered in the last few years that that's only a small part of the whole story, that in fact most of the universe must be made of something else, which we know is out there because we see its gravitational effects on stars and galaxies, but we don't see the stuff itself. It's not emitting any light, and so we call it dark matter, but we don't know what it is. So hopefully someday we'll figure that out too. And my mystery number one is, are we alone? By which I mean, are there other civilizations out there asking questions just like we are, who we might potentially talk to, might potentially contact, might potentially join up with in a galactic civilization someday? You also asked, what do we have to gain by solving questions like this? And I think in astronomy, what we always have to gain is learning something about ourselves. A couple of thousand years ago, it was generally thought that we're the center of the universe. Now we know differently. I would claim that not everyone knows differently today. In fact, a lot of people probably haven't heard that we're not the center of the universe because our global education has not reached much of the world's population yet. And even those people who've heard it may not really understand what it means to not be the center of the universe, but to instead be on a tiny little planet orbiting a single star out of billions of stars and one galaxy out of billions of galaxies in the universe. And I would say that in that respect, humanity is an incredible achievement, because here in our tiny little spot, in our little corner of the universe, we figured out that the rest of the universe exists. We figured out how, from a Big Bang 10 or more billion years ago, we got to be here. And that's an astounding achievement. And I think that if everyone on Earth recognized the value of that achievement and recognized that if we keep fighting our wars and taking poor care of our planet, we will ruin that achievement, maybe people would behave a little bit better. We wouldn't have people trying to overtake other cultures, committing genocides, committing acts like September 11th. Maybe everyone in the world would behave a little bit better. So that's what I think we have to gain.